been a long time. I didn't ever think I was gonna see you again. See, you haven't changed. It's good to see you anyway.
Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
This is the only Coming to America show in St. Louis. Coming to America is coming out. Coming to America 2, I hear.
Yes. That'd be amazing.
That'd be something.
Oh, man,
are you kidding me?
They're also going to make a sequel for Uptown Saturday Night.
Really?
It's going to
but
be,
you got to get the right characters.
It's going to be Will Smith and Denzel playing Sidney and Bill this time.
These black folks are turning over the moon.
You don't like Will Smith?
We know Will Smith can do comedy. Denzel, I don't know. But he's a great actor, so.
Will Smith, I don't
and they're going to put they're gonna put an up-to-date spin on it.
I want to see a stomp-down comedian. I don't see them.
Like who? Chris Rock?
Like who?
Somebody. Yeah, who's out there?
I don't like that. Chris Rock? Yeah, it'd be anybody but
who
them.
You say? Who you say, Tom?
I put Chris Rock in
Chris
there.
Rock. Eddie Murphy?
No, Eddie Murphy. Now, Mike Epps is not funny on stage, but he's
funny. He's funny in movies. He's not funny on stage at all.
And you can keep Stephen Hart, whatever his name is.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. Keep him somewhere.
Who are the two cats from St. Louis? The Torrey brothers? Are they still around?
They
still
got Torrey?
They're still around.
Guy and Joe.
They're still around. All right, folks. This portion of the show brought to you by the Dean Team of Kirkwood. You're looking for a brand new Beetle? They got a brand new convertible Beetle that's out of this world. I know some of the ladies and the guys, a lot of guys are not buying them, but the girls are buying them. You can go get a pink one. Dean Team of Kirkwood. Now, if I see a guy driving on the road in a pink Volkswagen, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow you home.
What are you going to do?
I won't say. All right, don't forget now, if you've been looking for a pre-owned luxury car, they have the best in town. From a Bentley to a Beetle. Dean Team of Kirkwood, 10205 Manchester Road. Also, another big story. This is one football team that says we are going to win this year. Oakland Raiders trying to sign Marshawn Lynch.
I had that on my plate as well, yeah.
I had it on my plate too, Joe.
I think it's,
and I said,
it's a great idea.
I wrote it down and I said, Marshawn Lynch, a Raider?
Oh, he's from there.
Yeah, he's from Oaktown, but he hasn't played in 2 years, and he's 31 years old.
Yeah.
That so rescued help.
Is he going to be in football shape?
No, this goes to the point of Ray Rice. If Ray Rice could play, he'd be with a team. But he was going downhill. And I'm, well, we, you guys are going to talk about Colin Kaepernick no later. All right, let's lately, some of the NBA players have been taken off. LeBron James is known for it. Karl Malone made a statement today, and I kind of agree with him. I never agreed with Karl Malone. He said, firemen and policemen and people like that don't take off. You're playing damn sport. And you got little kids coming to games, and most of the people that come to basketball games are season ticket holders. But you got they had a little kid the other night that was crying because he didn't get, you know, they paid money.
His kid from Northwestern. Who was rooting for Northwestern?
Oh, I ain't talking about that.
No, we're coming to the game, not seeing.
You're talking about the NBA.
Coming to a game, not seeing a play.
Yeah.
I don't
agree with that. You're making all that money. And I can see
it. So who do you blame?
It's the coaches? It's an 82-game season, and LeBron's only done it five times. Five games.
Yeah, but still.
Who do you
I
blame?
I see if he's injured. I blame the player, because the player going, the coach going to run the play. The player. Who do you think got more power on that team? LeBron or the coach?
LeBron
does.
He makes more money.
Was this an in-town game or an out-of-town game?
Well, they've done several
it was out-of-town
game.
Yeah.
Several teams have done it.
You remember on Sunday afternoons, you could always count on old Albert Pujols not being in the lineup after a night game, on a Saturday night game.
But that's different in baseball.
Well, yeah, but you're coming
to the NBA has back-to-backs, too. It's the NBA. They shouldn't schedule back-to-backs like that for teams. They get tired.
You come
to 82 games and you play a game back-to-back.
Last week, they're upset. Because they had to play go back to back, but they didn't complain 2 years ago or last year.
When they
play
exactly.
Since they're losing, now they're complaining.
Well, there's also people are saying the analytics, a lot of analytics and science are being involved. Like Golden State, they literally monitor when their players sleep and how much running they do in practice so they know when to rest them. So I think that's what's coming into play also, because as LeBron said, he said that coaches are paid to win championships, not to win a number 52 game of the season. So they're playing for a championship, they have to rest their players because the bigger goal is the championship, not one game.
Now, the people from Cleveland shouldn't be upset because they want them to win the championship.
But I think if you're having a primetime game, I don't think you should rest players, especially on a Saturday. Yeah. It's the Saturday primetime game on ABC.
That's
a lot of money
upset.
Involved. Yes, exactly.
I think
it'd be different if it was just a regular just Wednesday night game.
But he's done it several times.
LeBron,
five is too many.
Five in an 82-game season, five too many?
Five too many.
LeBron's been in the league a long time. You don't think he deserves rest?
I don't give a damn. But they'll give him some money back.
Mike didn't do it.
That's
true.
When James Worthy did it years ago with the Lakers, the NBA came down hard on the Lakers. This has been back in the 80s.
Are you saying so nothing has changed in the NBA to make players want to rest? Is it?
Yes.
Are they just bigger, faster, stronger, and that's why they need more rest? Or is it just they're making more money, so they want to rest?
They're making more money. They don't want to get hurt.
So they just feel entitled because they're making more money?
Yeah, money.
Listen, they're entertainers. Get out there and entertain, man.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. What would you think if you went and saw the Jackson 5 back in the day and they said, well, Mike's not going to play tonight, neither is Tito. We're going to have Joe and we're going to have Jerry Jackson come out and play. He'd be pissed off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a good point. You got me on that. That's a good point.
Hell no.
Wait a minute. You know Jerry Jackson.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
They're going to bring the little boy over there in the corner, Jerry Jackson.
One of them Jackson cousins.
And they performed every night.
Yep.
It's all about entertainment.
Yep.
All right, let's play this clip and see what Stephen A. Smith says about it.
Clinch the number one seed, for example, and you end up sitting out games. No one says anything because you did your job in pursuit of accomplishing some level of eliteness during the regular season. Nobody says anything about guys sitting down once they do their job, but we're talking about guys that have taken off in December. We're talking about guys that have taken off in January.
So it's harder for you to understand their strategy.
And now March.
So it's harder for you to understand their strategy, therefore they shouldn't be able to employ that strategy?
Whoa. I disagree with you. I don't have a problem comprehending a damn thing. I get it.
But you're saying if they already have
first place
locked up. If they already have the number one seed locked up, but maybe they have a different strategy. Maybe they think that's not as important as resting guys at the right time, as not tipping their hand.
So let me ask you this question, Max, real quick. I mean, try to answer the question quickly so I can hear what Will has to say. Max, you're trying to tell me you're going to sit out a nationally televised game against the playoff-bound Clippers, but you're going to show up in the same arena to play against the Lakers?
There may be various reasons. I just outlined some of them.
No, I don't want to hear may.
Yes.
You got the answer, right? Give me the answer.
Sure.
What's the issue with not playing against the Clippers, but you could play against the Lakers?
The Clippers may be a more taxing game.
The point is, Max, you're taking the fan for granted. The product is taking the source of the revenue now for granted. If Mike Conley wouldn't have gotten it last year, but he got it this year because of increased TV rights, and now you're not playing players when prime TV games, you're telling me you don't care what you're selling me. And by the way, everybody's saying they don't have a solution to this. There's no way. Maybe scheduling from the NBA. How about this? If what you're telling me is the games are increasingly meaningless, A, and the players need more rest, B, then decrease the regular season. Don't play 82 games. Play
you're
60
right.
games and have them all be quality games. You've watered down your product, and we're going to see it, and we're going to stop paying so much
for it. By the way, Will, who brought that up? Who wanted to see 20 games lopped off? LeBron James brought this up.
All right. Stephen A. just gets in your face, don't he? I just love it.
I agree, though. I think it's the NBA's fault, in my opinion, with the scheduling while teams are resting their players. You made the All-Star week an extra week longer, so then you give more back-to-back games. So now you have teams, you have the Cavs playing the Clippers and then the Lakers, and then they get a night off, and then they have to go all the way back to Cleveland and play another game. That's three games in four nights, and you're bound to have players being rested for that. That's a lot of playing and a lot of traveling.
As dysfunctional as the NHL is, maybe they need to take part of what they've done. They gave each team in the league a week off during January and February. I gave 5 days, I should say, a 5-day layoff period.
NFL does it too.
They give you a bye week as well. Yeah. So the only one that doesn't really is the NBA and Major League Baseball, of course.
Which now, people, the NBA, whether you like it or not or know it, is very physical too.
Oh,
at times. Look at Moses. Look,
he's been in the NBA game.
Looked like Humpty Dumpty.
He
sat on the wall.
Bent over there. Somebody better give him a shot. Get one of those mic shots.
What's on your plate tonight, Joe?
Yeah, Golden State played OKC tonight in Oklahoma City, and they were complaining that the first time they went to Oklahoma City this year in February, that the Thunder didn't give a better reception for Kevin Durant. Do you think that's a little, they're being a little picky, being a little sensitive?
Who complained about it?
Golden State. Oh, they complained that,
what
the atmosphere was too tense and Oklahoma City should have made it better.
It was worse last time.
What are they going to do? Put
him up on the scoreboard? Last time.
Yeah, no, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about when they first played in February in Oklahoma City. They were upset that he didn't get a better reception by the fans and Oklahoma City.
They said they should appreciate
him more for what he brought to them.
Well, some people did. Look what happened to Cleveland. Look what happened to Cleveland when LeBron went back the first time.
They burned his jerseys when he left, and then they accepted him right back easy.
And why does Golden State care what type of reception that their player gets in a visiting city?
Yeah, they stole.
So what, he used to play there? He doesn't play that anymore.
Right. He plays for you. Be happy.
Yeah. Sounds like they're trying to
get the hell out of him.
Sounds like they're trying to take up for their teammate who may be a little soft.
Well, if you're gonna
maybe why he left Oklahoma City.
They didn't steal him though.
Well, you know what I'm saying. They took him away.
Well, no.
Yeah.
He took himself away.
Yeah, he wanted to go. He wanted to go there.
He took himself away.
But still, he went.
He went and so he knew what the consequences
were. He burned his bridges there. Why would they?
But they gave a pretty good reception the first time they played.
I thought so, but they did have the cupcake. They had the cupcake shirts and calling them a cupcake.
But you always going.
I didn't see the problem with that. It's fans. They have the right to.
They paid.
Not like you. You're not there anymore. They have the right to not like you anymore. Mm-hmm. But today, Spike Lee was hanging out with Colin Kaepernick.
Let's talk about that.
And after he hung out with them, he went to Instagram and said that there's 32 teams in the NFL, and it's kind of fishy that Colin Kaepernick is still a free agent. Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with Spike Lee, especially
why
Josh McCown just got signed by the Jets.
Josh McCown doesn't have any baggage.
4 years ago, Colin Kaepernick was 4 yards away from winning a Super Bowl.
That's right.
And he's black with baggage. That's exactly right. Black with baggage.
You better believe it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Black with baggage.
There you go.
You black with. And he can still. Is it him kneeling?
He didn't.
Is it too much? Is that what it is?
Some general managers.
He had 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions last year.
He wasn't worth a damn.
He had a horrible team. Look at his team.
Terrible team.
He had a terrible team.
And he had 16 touchdowns, four interceptions.
If you surround him with people, he's a player. But if you don't. But a lot of the managers and the owners and GMs don't like that.
Headache.
See, they don't
know what it
that.
Is. Especially, is he not going to. He wouldn't be a starter if he goes somewhere. So they don't really want that headache on the bench?
Well, it's not going to be a headache. He's already said he's not going to kneel anymore. He got his point across. But that's the reason why.
So if he's not going to kneel anymore, why is he's being blackballed?
Still going to follow him around.
If he says he's not going to kneel anymore, then you think he wouldn't be blackballed anymore. It's too late.
Some owners say he was embarrassment to the league because he did that. But other players can do what the hell they want to do. You got the FBI worried about Tom Brady. Brady's damn jersey.
Hey, wait a minute. We
have Russia things going on. The FBI is talking about Tom Brady.
Some Mexican stole his jersey. Bad. Got to find it.
I'll be damned. I saw that, Moses. I said, look at here.
Oh, now wait a minute. If that would have been.
No, if that would have been who? They wouldn't have been looking for it.
No way.
They would have gave up on it.
They would have left it alone. You think the FBI would have
The FBI
in?
Definitely wouldn't have got
you
involved.
You think the FBI would have come Charlie, on Walter Payton or somebody like that?
Oh, yes, indeed. Or LeBron James from the NBA Finals?
Hell no, they wouldn't have come in. No, they wouldn't have come in.
No way.
He was they would have.
Not the FBI.
FBI. No, they wouldn't.
No way. The NBA mayor came in and did their own investigation, not the FBI.
Right. The NBA would have come in with their own security team.
That's what you're saying. Are you saying this is FBI privilege you're giving out?
No, this is white privilege.
Tom Brady, Robert Kraft privilege, yes.
Yeah, that's what they did. Putin may be involved, too, because he's got his ring.
Yeah, we got a good point on that.
Putin's got a Super Bowl ring.
What else you got, Joe?
Hey, lastly, during the NCAA men's basketball tournament in South Carolina, a group of small protesters were flying the Confederate flag, which a lot of people weren't too happy about, but there's also people who are okay with it and on the side of it. I was wondering what you guys feel about the Confederate flag. You got a problem with it?
I see a lot of it in St. Charles.
I do too. Oh, I've seen it.
You see, Charles,
you see it everywhere. A lot of dimwits with it on their back of their pickup truck on that back window. Mm-hmm. They've got that Confederate. Oh, and I've seen them flagged up back too.
I've seen flags. Yeah. Do you have a problem with it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is a sign of hatred and suppression. That is nothing but a symbol of those two things. And how on earth anyone could sit there and say, when I see people when they have it like in their cars, whatever, I honk at me, you idiot. I really do. I think it's an absolute crime, and I think it's stupid. And they're talking about this now. Tattoo parlors, they're talking about having them government regulated where they don't put those on people's arms. Really? Now, is that a violation of their free speech? I don't know. But if I hit a tattoo parlor and these idiots came in there and said, I want to get one of them stars and bars on my arm, I'd say, you know what? I politely decline. Go to somebody else and get that. I'll, you know, spend your $150, $200.
What do you say to people that say over the past 50 years they've changed the symbolism of
no,
it? And it's Southern pride. You don't believe it?
How could they say that?
They say they use it's Southern pride. I agree with you. Well, but a lot of people would make that argument.
You know what they're saying, Joe. We just want another way to mask our racism. And that's the truth. And that's the way I feel. I'm a white guy. It's a crime. These people running around with these belt buckles and that sell these belt buckles and these t-shirts and saying, you know, redneck through and through. Well, you know what? You're an idiot through and through. And to wear something like that, you deserve everything you get. And if somebody, whether they're white, black, or whatever, they come up from behind you and give you one of the, you know, a little Jimmy jab in the back of the head. Hey, you know what? Good for them.
Oh, they're going to get it. They're getting it because Trump is going to give it to them.
But that's the truth. It's a sign of hatred and racism and suppression.
And they say it's a part of our heritage.
Southern pride is what they call it.
And those people weren't around when that was going on either. No. So to hell with them.
It's been passed on to them.
Yeah, we have talked about that before.
What? I haven't heard from Valdez lately. I hope he's not sick or nothing.
I'm going to check on Valdez.
NFL draft is coming up. You know,
yeah, I can get in contact.
Joe, you know, there's a quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he's scouting. He's scouting players.
He was the fourth string quarterback.
He'll be back right about 2 weeks before the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About a month.
I want to talk about this guy here. But that's my opinion.
I don't know if he's on your radar or not, Joe, but I've been checking this cat out.
Yeah, it's Valdez.
We love old Valdez. We love all our callers. But we know they're listening.
I'll tell you who we haven't heard from in a while. Well, I haven't been here, you know, 2 days a week for the last couple of months. But has Mark called in?
Mark,
talked about him.
Mark has a job where he's got to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay, well, I understand that.
He calls the Heavy Hitters show, but he calls it early.
Okay, I can understand that.
That's why.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Mark would be called, giving us trouble.
Yeah.
But we'll be hearing from Mark soon, trust me. What you got on your plate, Moses?
Well, we were talking earlier about President Trump.
You call him. I don't
45?
Call him.
Just call him 45.
You know what? I'm not calling him President Trump because some people didn't call President Obama president. I'm not calling him Trump.
Two wrongs don't make it right, Charlie.
Yeah, but I'm not calling him because I didn't vote for him.
Yeah, but it feels right sometimes.
But he was at a
truck would be good.
Not a Klan rally, but political rally in Kentucky.
It was a Klan rally.
When he made mention of Colin Kaepernick not standing for the national anthem.
Really? What did he say?
And
was this recently?
Yes.
This was tonight.
Yeah. And he got a riotous applause from the audience. Naturally, they were pro, you know.
Well, you know what?
Standing for the flag.
You know, racist?
But you know all of his rallies are sold to tickets from his people. Anybody just can't come there.
Really?
Yeah, okay. All his rallies are like that.
No, and,
yeah.
You know, and let's talk, you know, Colin Kaepernick, you can say what you want, have your opinion about his stand, not standing, say he's going to stand again. But this guy helps people. He recently just secured an entire airplane full of food and supplies to ship to people in need in Somalia. Now, how many athletes are doing that?
Well, he helps,
and it's
a
Turkish airline at that, so he had to go outside the country to make that happen.
You know what Trump said about it?
No, he just said that people shouldn't support people who don't stand for the national anthem. He said that, and the people in his crowd were like, "Yeah, you know." So that's all it was.
Yeah, you're speaking to his supporters.
Oh yeah, well, you know. What
and Charlie, I don't know if you heard or not, but I read this tonight too before coming to the air. The Kansas Comet, Gale Sayers, has been diagnosed with dementia.
Mm. Yeah.
And his wife says football is to blame. However, at 73 years old, they say he is still in excellent physical condition.
Well, Dwight Clark has ALS as well.
Mm-hmm.
The catch, Dwight Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has ALS?
Yep.
No. Oh, man. I really hate to hear that.
Live by the sword, die by the
sword. Exactly.
That's
football
what
does it to you.
You know what? It's a shame. It's a tragedy. All these guys now, Tony Dorsett came out a few weeks ago and says he suffers from dementia and some sort of Parkinson's,
really,
and he's really bad.
Dorsett had it for a while.
Yeah.
A
real yes.
He's had it for a long time.
And but to me, number one, the players today need to show some respect for those guys that laid the groundwork and helped those guys out from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s that laid the groundwork for this league that what it is today and helped them out with that pension. And number two, you know what?
Well,
I know.
Gene Upshaw, a few before he passed, he was president of the Players Association. So now,
he said, I work for the present players.
Yeah, I'm not working.
He said
that.
Gene Upshaw said, I work for the present players.
Right.
And I'm like,
and he wasn't a pass player.
You know? But
shame on
him. After he died, people made some real bad comments about Gene Upshaw. And I'm not going to, you know, repeat what they said, but, you know, Gene Upshaw, man, he...
He didn't do the Richard Pryor. He dead good.
I heard someone say that he found out what his health plan was after he retired from being the president of the association, and that's what kills.
It wasn't anything.
but hey, you know, this thing with this CTE and this trauma on the brain, this is going to be an ongoing issue. It's not going to go away anytime soon.
I don't think it's going to be an issue. I don't think people really care. Well, you see, there's
the former players care.
There's high school kids dying every year from playing football, and people still play football. I don't think people really care. As long as they're entertained, they're not going
to
care.
As long as there's a line of people to line up that think they're going to be NFL players and get rich, there's always going to be those people out there doing that.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. But I'm just saying that this issue, as far as them not compensating the players of yesteryear, it's going to be ongoing.
You had a young kid nowadays. Would you let him play tackle football?
I don't know. Well, the players of today don't give a damn about the players of yesterday either.
No, that's a shame, too.
They don't care.
That's a shame.
All right, let's go to Baby O. What's up, Baby O?
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Things are looking pretty good up at Columbia.
Oh, he's looking damn good in Columbia. He'll be on with us Wednesday night.
Him and Maurice going to be on the same time, or do you know?
I'm not letting Maurice on anymore. I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding. That's one of our best shows when Maurice is on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Him and Howard make Wednesday night very interesting. I really, since I'm not working on Wednesday evenings now, I get a chance to listen to it. It's must-listen radio.
Do you have a number on Valdez?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but Moses, you'll get it for me. I want to check on him. I haven't
heard, wrong,
haven't heard from. No, I haven't heard from him lately. That's not like him. All right, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, no, it would be only fitting to have the new mayor of Columbia on with the mayor of East St. Louis. Yeah, but I'm really glad that the days of old Mizzou is over with.
Over.
Remember that slogan, come back to old Mizzou?
Yeah.
Yep. So, it's a new day in Missouri. And like I said, this new athletic director, he don't have any ties to the old money. And regardless of what people say.
Yeah, he does.
That old money's paying his salary. Paying his Tonzo Martin salary.
I'm talking. When I say old money, I'm talking about the Norm Stewart faction doesn't have much pull as they used to.
No, they.
That's what I'm talking about.
They really don't,
as they should.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Let's say the Walmart money is still.
That's the money.
Very active in Columbia, regardless of what people think about Stan here in St. Louis. Stan ain't got no qualms with Columbia. I remember his son went there. His son went to Missouri, so I think money was never a problem as far as getting the coach in. It was just up to him to say yes or no. And I think with the money they dwindled in front of him, it was kind of an easy decision. Now, I kind of got a chuckle the other day when I was watching Virginia play, and the first thing I thought about, remember when they were saying that that they coach was one of the top names to get the Illinois job.
Right.
I don't know if that was ever true or not. Because let's face it, you don't bring Tony Bennett into a place like Illinois and try to convince them kids from Chicago to come play for a school that's averaging 50 points a game, and they only scored 39 the other day. So, it's good. How long do you think that Missouri and St. Louis U will be playing in the future?
Yep. Yeah, I do. I really do. And Illinois. They'll be playing Illinois. I know they got the bragging rights game. But they bragging, let me tell you what, the bragging rights game now is going to be even bigger. It's going
to
be unbelievable.
It should be. Hopefully it'll be back to the way it was before. They need to bring back the football bragging rights.
Maybe.
That's the one.
It might come. Yep.
Yeah, well, I said they got other people to talk about the football. So, Konzo ain't got to do with that. He got to concentrate on basketball. But I'm just happy that he's up there, and it's official now. Since he had the press conference, we get to hear him on the radio on your show. So I'm looking forward to hearing a real conversation, not some of these canned questions that other people are gonna give him. He'll be more comfortable with you and Maurice. So it'll be nice to hear him. But
he was very comfortable last year. He was very comfortable last year and the year before, because we asked him questions that he wants to really talk about.
Yeah, you won't ask him about where you're going to be playing golf in the summertime and all that crap.
Yeah,
or ask about is that a new tie you got on, some of that crazy stuff. But I guess I'll call and talk about this tournament tomorrow. I'm really enjoying it. I'm not a Duke fan, but I kind of hated to see Jason Tatum go out, but I think the next time we see Tatum play, he'll be cashing a nice check with some NBA team.
Right. Okay.
Okay, take care, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling, baby. Too, baby. All right, let's go to, who do we have?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Hey, Charlie. How's it going?
Different Jim. How you doing, Jim?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, somebody out here said that people were going to keep playing football no matter what.
That was me.
I did.
Yeah, Anton.
We both did.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Concussion?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yep.
And you think people are going to see that and still keep playing football?
Yes.
I do, yes. There's a lot of money involved in it, first of all.
You know, Jim, it was like when they said Magic Johnson contracted the, not AIDS, but the
HIV.
HIV. And for a while, people said that people are going to stop making love because they didn't want to catch AIDS. If they're not going to stop making love, they're sure ain't going to stop playing football.
I had a friend of mine that was in the NBA at that time, and he said, you know what? You think it would slow down? He goes, it didn't slow down at all.
No. Do you think people are going to stop playing in the gym? Kids.
I think it's a bit different because you're going to cut off the supply of kids. Their parents are not going to let their kids play.
Oh, yes, they will.
Jim, there are some parents that have said that they may not let their kids play tackle football.
Right.
So you never know what the future holds. I know the NBA is kingpin, but you never know.
But the thing is, a lot of parents are going to say, but football teaches your kid a lot of things that they usually wouldn't learn without playing sports.
And football also gets some kids out of the hood, too.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
They get them something to do. Sometimes, Jim, you take a chance to get an education.
I got you there. But what I'm saying is it's going to cut down the supply line.
And let's face facts here.
The amount of kids that are going to play, it's going to be smaller and smaller.
College football and professional football are predominantly dominated by the black football player. It's a proven fact. And those folks that's a way of them breaking out. And I'm not saying all, but that's a way, like Charlie said, of breaking out of the hood and making an education for themselves, or better yet, making a professional life for themselves and making a lot of money.
Yep.
The grandeur, the delusions of grandeur are too big.
But, Jim, I agree with you somewhat as well.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
Then two, three.
Okay. All right, thanks for listening. Jim. Continue to call, Jim. Thank you. All right, let's go to Maurice. Hello, Maurice.
What's up, Tuna?
Oh, it's that Maurice.
Maurice Scott, what's up?
What's up? Hey, I just wanted to respectfully correct something you guys said. Somebody was talking about the Louisville, Kentucky thing.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said that Congress had to intervene. It was actually the state legislature.
Okay, well.
The state of Kentucky.
I call it the same thing. The Kentucky
colonels had to come
politics.
In.
Politics. Politics.
I don't know if it's the same thing with the way things are going in Washington right now. Congress and the state legislature right now is kind of really different right now around the country.
You know, more recent, same thing happened in Florida with the state legislature mandated that Florida and Florida State must play each other every year, even if they're in different conferences.
Right. Hey, and like I said, run your show like you want to, but you got a lot of people listening to you. And you don't want nobody criticizing you before 9 o'clock saying, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. There's a big difference.
What are you talking about?
Congress and the state legislature.
Oh, I call it all.
That's a big,
I call it all the same. I call it all the same.
All right. Well.
I call it always because I had one of the legislatures on years ago when it happened on KTZ, and they said the same statement like that. They said they called it a junior act of Congress, and that's why I always say it. So they corrected me because I was called the state legislator. They still told me it was an act of Congress, so I did.
Yeah. Well. A lot of things have changed in politics since you was on KTZ, Tony.
No, ain't that much. It's still the same to me.
It's still run by predominantly white guys.
It's still
with
run by
hair.
The same people. Mm-hmm. It ain't changed.
A bunch of white guys with gray hair running it all.
Yeah. All right. Have a good evening.
All right, Maurice.
No, but I remember having a guy on from the state legislature. And he said, well, you can call it an act of Congress because it's our the state legislature is their junior Congress. So that's what it was happening. Mm. But big old deal. It was still politics.
Well, will it take it still on. Politics and sports.
Well, will the state legislature have to mandate that Mizzou and SLU start playing each other also?
I don't know.
Because that's a public and a private
school. Write your congressman,
so I might have to deal
Mr.
with Knighton? It. Because one's public and one's private.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they may not be able to force to a public and a private to play each other. But if it's two state schools, I could see them forcing them
to. You know, this is just indicative of the region that we live in. Once again, these two schools not playing each other.
I think they would. I think they're running. I think Ford, by him having some ties.
Oh, I think Ford would be willing to play. And I know Conzo probably would be willing to play also. Yeah, it's just a natural rivalry, man.
The future's bright.
And like you said, it's going to take a couple of years for SLU to get their talent level up. But I think Mizzou needs to get their talent level up also. But I think that pure basketball fans of these schools want to see these two institutions play.
Yeah, and they've been lusting for them for years since they played years ago. Spoonhauer was coach, I think, when they played last time. So it's good, whether it takes the legislature
or Rich
Grimes, or whatever.
Did he play when he was at SLU? Did he play?
I don't think so.
No.
99 was the last time they played.
Okay.
The Mizzou won 75-72.
Oh, that wasn't a bad game.
That's what I'm saying. It was a close game. All right, let's go to D. What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, hey.
What's up, D? All right. I got a lot I want to ask and a lot I want to talk about.
All right, D.
Before we get started, death to the Cavaliers.
Now, such a hater.
Got that off my chest. Uncle Tom, can you explain to me why come this morning that guy cannot answer a single question, and everybody in America has been sitting and waiting for him to come and answer a damn question?
Which one's that?
What are we talking about, Comey?
Comey,
the
yeah.
FBI guy?
Everybody waiting on him to answer one damn question that he answered a long time ago, but he couldn't answer no dang old question.
Yeah. He knows. They know how to pussyfoot around it, don't they?
I should see that Russian is very influential.
Who's influential?
That Russian money.
Oh yeah. Russians
how'd
all
you
over
like
it.
How you compared,
well, I don't trust Comey anyway.
No.
No, I don't trust him because all of the information that he had about Hillary was pretty much going on. All of the investigation they was doing about Hillary, they was investigating Trump at the same time.
Exactly. They were investigating both campaigns.
How'd you like how you compared the Russians to the Patriots?
I can't understand for the life of me why he can't answer any questions right now, but he can answer any question you ask him about Hillary. Matter of fact, Hillary sat on TV for how many hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is a hypocritical way of looking at it. I know that.
And if Donald Trump had so much problems and all of this stuff was really going on, why don't he just get the transcript and show it to
us? Yeah, there's no investigation.
Let's get off of politics. What's your other question, D?
I'm so confused. That's all I can think about right now.
All right.
I mean,
Man, America is all y'all in trouble, man.
Y'all.
Where are you calling from?
You live in Canada?
Manitoba?
I'm down in the hood. Part of America.
You ain't in Canada.
That's a separate entity.
All right. What else you got?
Being in the hood, we ain't part of America.
That's true.
What's your other question or comment, D?
I'm feeling a little uneasy about my Warriors, but I'm so proud. I'm so proud of myself. I am so proud of them.
One of the best teams.
Your boys will see us in the, I guess they'll see them in the last round before the finals. They'll see Boston, because Boston's going to be the second seed, so it'll be virtually impossible for them to see each other until the quarterfinals, I guess.
Do you think Toronto can give Boston a series?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any shooters. Who's their shooter?
Isaiah will be rested. And Boston won tonight without him.
What does he need rest for?
I think he hurt his hand or something.
Yeah, he said he was out a couple games.
He told him to rest his hand.
I think he was out three straight games.
Yeah, he was out. I thought he was out. Yeah, I'm worried more so about Durant being 75 to 80%. I know he ain't gonna be nowhere near, 90 to 100, but at least 65 to 70% of Durant would be good. We hurt ourselves when we let that bench go, because we don't really have a bench anymore. We need some defense. We need some boards.
Okay, Golden State has no chance without Kevin Durant.
None whatsoever.
D, I hate to say this, we got to take a commercial break, but when it's all said and done, you might as well put a name on the trophy already. CC, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Jeff is the Cavaliers.
All right, D, always a pleasure when you call. Hey, we're going to take another.
I always love listening, too.
Thank you very much. We're going to take another. The state legislature told us to take another timeout.
He forced us to take a timeout?
It's all politics, goddammit. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The Post-Dispatch listened to me.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we're going to take a quick timeout. This portion brought to you by Crown Candy Kitchen. Don't forget to go by and get the Charlie Tuna special. We'll be back.